uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is amazing. In L.A., in the morning time, it is like 40-something degrees, sometimes 50, but 40. And it feels like it's freezing. And we have a new guy working here, Daniel, a producer, becoming a producer. And he doesn't wear a jacket. He's like laughing at us because we say that it's cold. Isn't that amazing? California weather is most of the time is beautiful. So you have thin skin. You say it's 39 sometimes? Yeah. Joel says it's 39 degrees here sometimes. But you should see us walking around in heavy jackets. James, when he comes into the office, my producer, he has on a sweater, what looked like a jacket or sweater, under another jacket. Two jackets and two hoods. Like it's freezing, but I understand it. In California, it's just not set up to handle cold weather, especially after you've lived here for a while or all your life. It's amazing. I'm taking your phone calls at 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. The thing I don't like about California that it changed the time zone thing, and it goes up or down. And so right now is up, and so it's still dark when you first get out. It started to change a little bit, but I wish they'd leave the time alone. I like long days. I like daylight. I'm not a night person. I like daylight. I love the light. I want to just remind you that our battle is a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil. And men are the Christ on the earth, and Christ is over men and men over women. And when men become weak or they're not over the woman and the children, or they're just not over the country, their community, their town, and that these women take over, things go out of control. Evil tend to become more to the forefront. And I want you to notice that. When I was growing up down in Alabama on that plantation, we didn't have abortion. Abortion wasn't even heard of. And the primary reason for that is because men and women were decent people, but because the women knew that the men would never allow them to kill their children in the womb. Women at that time, at least black women, at that time, they were proud to have children. My grandmother had something like seven children, I think, seven or eight kids. My parents had nine kids, and I have an aunt who had 14 or 15 kids. They were all married, and they didn't mind having children. And the reason they didn't mind, because they had men, overseers, they had spiritual protectors, and they had providers. They had people men that would cause women to feel secure because the man is there. And he's not a beta male, he's a man. And so they felt secure. And men felt secure because they had Christ at their head, not a woman, not a government, not a so-called leader, not even a preacher was the head of men. God was the head of men. And so the order worked. And as soon as the so-called civil rights movement started, which was the enemy and destruction of black people, the beginning of it, and then Lyndon B. Johnson, they approved of Lyndon B. Johnson giving black people a free start so that the blacks would become Democrats. Because at first, blacks were Republicans when I was growing up. But when the men left the home or became subject to the women and to the government, it all changed. It's just been downhill ever since because that spiritual order was broken. And now black women in control but out of control, in control of the black men, the black children, the black community, and everything. And so everything is going out of control. 77% of Planned Parenthood abortion mills are inner cities. They're making buku money off killing black babies inside the womb. No one cares. Black men are afraid to tell the woman no, because she's going to curse him out, give him the look. And white people are afraid to tell black women no. And so black women, and God is not with them, with the black women. And so black women feel like they are it, because no one can say no to them. And as a result, they are killing unborn black children like 90 going north, because they have no order. The man is not there to stop them. God is not with them to stop them. The white people won't stop them. When black people do wrong now, white people just say, oh, it's black. No problem, it's black. Black women, you want abortion? Okay, we'll get it for you. And now black women are getting a false sense of empowerment. It's not real power. It's false. It will not last anyway. And it's very destructive. They're taking over the churches. They're taking over the community and all hell. And they're taking over politics. And all hell is breaking loose. Likewise, it's happening in the white family now. White men are afraid of the white woman. And now it's the same thing is happening. The Mexican women are taking over the Mexican men. Same thing is happening. Look what we have in the government right now. It's amazing. I don't know why your eyes are not open to see, as these women are taking over, especially liberal women, but women, period. Everything is falling apart. The black community fell apart, not necessarily because of the government. And yes, the government played a part in it, because when you give to people and make them lazy. But it's falling apart because the order of God is not there anymore. And black and women, especially liberal women, they tend to emotionally, as a lady called yesterday and mentioned, they emotionally accept wrongdoing. There's something wrong with them. They feel sad for the this or that, or they hear these lying stories, and they become emotional about it, and they approve of wrongdoing. Men don't do that, because men are not attached to emotions unless they've been traumatized and they're in a fallen state by women. And I suggest, do what you want, of course, that you start to wake up, men and women, turn back to God too, because we're losing it. In New York City, this is from Life News. By the way, my biblical question, is there a way to overcome your issues without suffering? Is there a way to overcome your issues without suffering? That's my biblical question this week. But the more you allow this to happen, it's going to only get worse. And see if how they're making it where men can't even disagree with women. If you disagree with women, they call you a woman hater or something, misogynist or something. And then women even hate men even more so, because women need men to be perfect so that they can help the women overcome that fallen state. Women do not know what they're doing. They don't know what they want, and they don't know what they're doing. And that's because the light of man is not shining on them anymore, for the most part. This is from Life News. Here's an example. We all know, all of us know, abortion is evil. All of us know when you kill a child in the womb, you're killing a baby, a human being. All of us know that, but because men are weak, we have allowed women to rename it, call it something else, except for what it is. You're taking the life of a child or children, and no human being has the right to take the life of a child, and they are going to suffer for that. The women and the men who allow this to happen will suffer for a proven evil. You're not supposed to hate evil, but you're not supposed to identify with it. You're not supposed to accept it as a good. It only gets worse. Life News has reported New York Senate passes bill legalizing abortions up to birth. So now in New York City, and this is going to spread around the world, around the country, probably around the world, but definitely around the country. Now in New York City, you can have an abortion at any point, even in the ninth month. And Obama wanted to pass a bill that says, even if a baby come out alive during an abortion, let the baby die on the medical table. The Father Messiah was for that. Let the baby die on the medical table, he said. He was for that when he was senator of Illinois. So he's a weak beta male. He said that Obama did. He was the first feminist president. How does a man call himself a feminist? That's like saying he is a woman. He admitted to being a woman by calling himself a feminist.
Men I'm a softy. Stuff can choke me up very easily.
See that? That's the nature of a woman. That's not beautiful.